Get up with Christian Bodge. On the Mid-North Coast's hit.
6.05 on the hit this morning. Christian Bodge for Harvey Norman, Paul McCrae. Very good morning to you all. Christy Dixon, good morning to you, pal.
Happy hump day and happy Wear Orange Wednesday, better known as WOW.
Neither of us are wearing orange. Oh, wait.
Hang on. Take that back. I am wearing orange.
Sorry,
burnt
pal.
Burnt orange scarf.
The computer screens are so tall that I can't see your little body. I can see a little head poking out from the other side, and that's about it.
Yeah,
sorry, mate. I didn't know that.
That's all right. And look, I am wearing orange for good reason. This week is Volunteer Week, National Volunteer Week, that is, and today is a special day, Wear Orange Wednesday, so we can thank all of our orange volunteers.
I don't get that. Is that like a...
As in, well, think SES. They wear orange, and other certain volunteers wear the reflective orange gear.
I thought you meant like... I thought there was a racial thing. I thought we were going like everyone that's got the same colour skin as Donald Trump.
No.
That's a volunteer.
We thank you. We thank you so much. Nobody does a better job than you.
No, not like Donald Trump.
Believe me.
In his orange hair.
Yeah, I'm glad I can't do a perfect impression. That would be scary if I could. Right, big show this morning. Lots to get stuck into, of course. Drugs is the first thing on the menu this morning, and it's not something that we're taking. It's a story that's happened locally.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that very shortly.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
I remember when I was working at a fast food joint as a drive-thru chick, you'd see all sorts of people wandering on in late nights over the weekend.
Oh, the late nights is when they all come out.
All the crazies coming in and ordering all the...
Yeah, you have to go and check and see if it's a full moon.
Ordering heaps of food because they got the munchies. But I am so glad when I did work it through the drive-thru that I never had anyone present themselves quite like what happened in Taree on Friday night. All right, so say you're the checkout person. You're
right,
on the counter,
yeah.
Bodge.
All right, is this fast food?
Yeah, you're
right,
a fast food joint.
Right, I'll just pretend I've got the headset on. I'm giving instructions. Okay,
all right,
getting into character.
A bloke walks on in and is clearly on something, right? Orders his meal.
Yeah.
And says to you, how do you want me to pay for that?
Cash, please.
Actually,
money would be good unless you're wanting to do favours or something. It's been a long night. I need to de-stress.
Right. The cash or the weed?
What now? Sorry.
The cash or the weed?
Sorry, he offered weed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is this a true story?
Legitimate story allegedly happened in Taree on Friday night.
Good grief.
How do you want me to pay for that? The cash or the weed?
What was the quantity of weed? Let's start off. Let's talk economics here. How much?
4 grams.
All right. What kind of weed was it?
You really want to know?
Was it Kendall Candy? Acapulco what? Gold? Was it Korean Big Skunk? Was it, you know, Big Buddha Cheese? Was it Afghan Diesel? What are we talking here? Was it Taree Birthday Cake?
Hey?
What strain of weed are we talking about? It's very important. Was it Toby Maguire's Mary Jane?
Who?
You don't
know.
It was none of these. You don't know. Okay.
No,
I thought you'd have all the facts. So it wasn't Warhope Mirabella then.
Are these even a thing?
Yeah, of course they are.
I've never taken drugs in my life, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
So definitely wasn't the Adam Sandler enhancer.
What's that?
Well, Adam Sandler, as most people know, isn't funny anymore, except for to 12-year-olds. And anyone that's ever smoked or ingested THC in any way knows that you will giggle like a schoolgirl at anything. So basically it makes Adam Sandler watchable.
Right. Now, is there a bodge weed out there too?
There's not. No, I don't take it because I'm a good person.
Oh, good. Well, I can assure you that the kind of weed that was slapped on down on the counter along with the cash was cannabis. So what's that in the strain of list that you've got there?
I'll educate you afterwards, mate. It's all good. And You did well.
Oh,
no,
thanks.
It was cannabis. That's definitely, yeah, okay, I understand.
Look, that's what I've got the facts here. And it was alleged that the bloke did it. And I'm telling
it's
you,
all
it's a
cannabis.
Serious.
It's all cannabis.
It's all cannabis.
It's
okay,
all
right.
Cannabis. Weed, would you believe it or not, is actually is not the scientific name for it.
Oh.
No, that is a colloquial term for cannabis. And, yeah, so the different strains and... Well, I'll educate you afterwards.
Thanks, Bodge.
Yeah, okay.
That's all right. Well, no, the man's going to face court in August because he was found with 4 grams of cannabis.
According
to the police, after he was searched for some time later after he went to the fast food outlet.
4 grams?
Mm. So now you're trying to question what is it?
No, I'm just trying to work out if I had it in my hand, it wouldn't be much. It wouldn't be too much.
Do you think that's feasible to buy some food?
I wouldn't even be hungry after that.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's hit.
Now, we've been talking about drugs, and we can thank the New South Wales Police because they've actually put a list out with helpful warning signs so you can find out which drug houses are on your street.
Well, as in, like, they help you identify which houses may or may not contain drugs. Okay, can you hit me with a couple of them, please?
And it's because they use increased security measures like your roller shutters, your fences, your vicious dogs in the yard. So this is the list that you need to look out for.
Okay.
Alrighty. Increased use of electricity. Increased.
How do you monitor that?
No idea. Increased use of water, illegal connection to electrical supply. Condensation on windows, that's a really good indication.
Is it really?
Mm. Well, think about it.
The heat, yeah.
Don't mistaken it for like a glass some rumpy house. Time. Yeah. Continual running of generators and lights. Mm-hmm. Disposal of large amounts of garbage.
So you've not got just generators at your house.
For camping.
Sure.
Large
it
quantities
is.
Of chemicals and fertilisers around the premises, you've not got, just for the pool.
I'm going to say you've got some fertiliser because you were doing the garden. Mm-hmm. All right, keep going.
Locks or other methods in place to prevent access to the electricity meter box. Interesting.
That's very interesting, yeah. Okay.
Discarded plastic containers and strong odours of those fertilisers, liquid and bagged growing cultures.
What would happen if you rocked up at Costa's house from Gardening Australia and he had all this there, but it was because he was a full-on gardener?
Is he just a gardener?
I reckon he is.
And do not dare question whether or not I'm one of these households, that I cannot know the strain of cannabis.
You're so proud of yourself when we're talking about it before. I listed a few different strands of cannabis, and then you said, I can tell you, that the weed was cannabis.
And it's like,
it's all cannabis, mate. It's all cannabis.
Thanks for educating me.
You know, didn't you listen to Healthy Harold when you were growing up?
I don't think Healthy Harold ever listed what strands of cannabis is out there.
That's how I know all mine. And I remember we got into his truck and it was dark, and then all of a sudden you see a little light and you see his little head poke out, and then out of nowhere, don't take drugs! Don't take drugs! Do not take drugs! And then we didn't take drugs.
I don't remember him being that fearful.
He was great. Well, I went to a low socioeconomic school. It was like a really poor area. And I think they knew that we were going to... No, he didn't do that. I'm just fooling with you, Christy. You're just mucking around with you, buddy. You're just trying to muck around with you a little bit, pal.
You're okay?
Yeah.
You didn't go and find that 4 grams somewhere from the police?
Nah. I've just had a good morning this morning.
I'm a bit concerned. So if you do live on Bodger Street, just look for those increased security measures, the
Clifton.
Warning signs.
Oh, my God, Clifton. Oh, it could be any house in Clifton. Not mine, though.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Barge.
On Hit FM. Nothing ruins the perfect little friendly neighbourhood image than disputes between neighbours, and I mean those cranky old neighbours that you can never please. So picture this, you and your partner, so loving with your little toddler playing in the background, in the backyard, not the background.
What's his name? Is it a boy or a girl?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, well it does.
Choose whatever you want. Do you want a boy or a girl?
Little Jimmy. Right.
Jimmy. You take little Jimmy out to get some vitamin D, and then one day you find a letter in your mailbox which reads, "Dear neighbour, you just moved into this neighbourhood a year ago, and I wanted to give you time to correct this problem on your own. But you are apparently too inconsiderate, Bodge, to do so. Every day this week, when the weather has been nice and windows are open, you proceed to let your small child run free in your backyard and laugh and giggle and carry on without end.
Okay.
This is very disruptive. My two dogs and my bird who sits next to the window and like to look into your yard. Perhaps you could ask him to tone it down a bit, or at least limit his outside time to 15, 20 minutes a day so my dogs could be outside without seeing him running around. If this kind of behaviour persists, I will call the police."
Do you know what you should do, what I would do in that situation?
Get some drunk kit.
You know the scene from Taken where Liam Neeson goes, "I don't know who you are, I don't know where you're from, blah, 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 I'll find you and I'll kill you." And the guy just goes, "Good luck," and then hangs up the phone. I would just write "good luck" on a piece of paper in, like, bad handwriting to make it look like you might be, like, you know, a little bit too close to the edge, you might snap or something. And then just leave it there and just go, good luck.
So you'd go the effort of writing another letter and putting it in their mailbox.
I'd even really nicely sort of paperclip it to the original copy and then put it in her letterbox. Did it have a return address? Did we find out which
one
it is?
You know it's the neighbour because they pretty well outlined that they're right next door to you because the dogs can see in the yard.
And then I would wait for them to call the police on my child happily playing in the garden.
Good luck.
And then I would say, yeah, officer, constable, would you like to come in and have a little talk to Jimmy, come in here from playing outdoors with your little your ball. Yep, and your little sandcastle that we made in your sandpit there. A police officer would like you to tone it down, please, because you are a public nuisance. Thank you so much, Constable. I had no idea that I was raising such a little reprobate, but nice that blue-haired bitch next door decided that she'd write in, because if she hadn't done it, I'd have been raising my little sprog poorly.
The effort that you go to. Here I was thinking you just get some drum kits or maybe some speakers and you just blare some music.
No.
Or better yet,
that's
have
petty.
A recording of some birds and some dogs. You know how much that would set them off?
Yeah.
She and the pets would go ballistic. The one
to get up. A fresh way to get up. Christian Barge on Hit FM.
We've been having a discussion for the last nearly 24 hours. I bought some clothes. And I put them straight in the wash. As soon as I buy them, I put them straight in the wash. Same with bed clothes. Always put them straight in the wash. They may not get a wash for a while after that.
Which is normal.
I mean, that's kind of just, sometimes you forget bed clothes. Well, you shouldn't. But you said, what do you mean you washed them? You don't have to wash them.
Yeah, I feel like a bit of a grot now that those words have come out of my mouth and you say it quite like that. But yeah, should you wash before you wear? And I don't.
Well, I mean, I don't need an answer to that. Because I know.
You know what?
I know you should always wash things before you buy. And 13, 12, 16, not that I need the backup. I don't need help here. But if you, it's like anti-vaxxing. You're an anti-washer.
Maybe.
Christy, you're an anti-washer and you need to be set straight in your ways with science.
You need to convince me as to why I should be washing my clothes before I wear them when I've bought them.
Well, if you go to the shops, right, and you go, oh, look at that little cardigan. Oh, chuck that one on. And then some grotty person's been on it before and had a go of it and gone, nah. And they've maybe even stretched out a little bit because they were like, oh, yeah, I'm a 32 when really they're a 36. Happens to the best of us. I've been in that situation. Anyway, you are now got all their little germs and stuff all over them. Maybe they've got the COVID-19. You don't know that.
It builds up my immunity. Rather than wrapping myself up in this bubble, I can just put it on and my skin can just deal with it.
Okay, I think we do need a caller now. 13, 12, 16. Please do get on the line and please educate Christy on why you should always wash items of clothing before wearing them when you purchase them.
There's particular items that I agree you are to wash before you wear them. I will never, ever put swimmers or underwear, including bras.
Well, who's trying underwear on? Who's trying underwear on?
There are people out there that do it.
You can't take underwear into a clothes dressing room.
What do you think bras and things and cotton on body and all that do?
Well, they probably do the booby ones because they've got to measure cups and sizes and things. I'm not a scientist.
A lingerie store, Bodge.
All right.
You've got to try before you buy.
Yeah. Well,
you've got to see if you look sexy.
I don't know if that extends to bottoms.
Yes, it does. And they come with a little plastic sleeve on the insert there. So
And
you never take your listen to this. You never take your undies off first.
You are so lucky. I expected a lot of people to be calling up going, Christy, you're a grotty, disgusting piece of work. But you got none at the moment. So you're very lucky. Maybe it's too early.
Hit FM with Christy and Barge.
A fresh way to get up.
On your radio.
Christy and I were having a discussion yesterday while we were having our little sandwiches at lunchtime. And I said to her, I said a proposition was put to me to have a dish made with custard, which is, it doesn't sound like it's a very talk-worthy topic. But the custard came out, Christy, and I said that it had not been opened. It was one of those nice farmhouse ones, you know, the farmhouse bottles.
Hang on, which bottle? We never clear this up. Is it the cardboard one or the actual proper plastic bottle?
It's a clear plastic bottle, and it's got farmhouse written on it. Mm-hmm. It looks nice, and I like that one. I like a lot of different custards. Anyway, it doesn't matter the brand. I'm just giving it to you as a visual. So it hadn't been opened. It had been kept in the fridge, and it said on there, used by March 20. And I looked at it and I thought, huh, it is a long way past March.
Only a little bit. But then I said to you, it doesn't matter if it hasn't been open. There's no way that air could get in there and affect its goodness.
The thing is that if milk hasn't been opened or custard or anything like that with dairy base, I don't care what's in it, if it says use by, I don't care if it's not been opened, you use it by that date. If it hasn't been opened, you open it and pour it down the sink.
You don't just open it and smell it to see if it's okay and it doesn't stink like it's moldy? Or give it a little taste. Put your little finger in there and smell it and taste it.
This is fishy. I'll put two in. No, it's not like that. You can't. 13, 12, 16. If you have a bottle of custard and it is unopened in the fridge and it says use by March 20, but it hasn't been opened, can you now open it on the 20th of May, mind you, and say, yep, that's fine, I'll use it?
I feel like custard's a little bit different to milk.
Why? It's still dairy-based.
Because it's thicker?
No.
And, I don't know, milk
because there's
just
preservatives and stuff in there. There's sugars and preservatives and whatever else. If it says use by and not best before, then it is, that's just the way it is. As far as I'm concerned, and that's where I stand on it.
Have you even bothered to open it and smell it?
Why would I do that?
Just do it. It's a science experiment.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that at all. All right, we've got someone on the line. Hello, good morning. Who we got there?
Yeah, how you going?
Oh, flashy boy. What's going on, player?
Yeah, well, I just heard the all-up debate on the food type situation and me considering myself. I mean, you've seen my build. You know I'm somewhat of an expert on food.
Right.
If it's used by, you can't. No. What you're playing Russian roulette, and someone with a sensitive gut such as yourself should err on the side of caution. I mean, if you got can, I once had a can of, it might have been just because it was VB, but it was 18 months old in a can and I had a sip and threw it straight up. Now, that may have been because I'm a Tui drinker and it's VB, but it's probably because it went off in the can.
I was going to say, VB, I mean, how would you know if it tasted off?
No.
As far as I'm concerned.
Well, stands for virus beer. But no, anything in milk will not maintain, as far as I know, maintain its goodness, whether it's open or not, and past its use by date. It's there for a reason. Otherwise, they wouldn't put the date on it. This, well, except if they want to sell more goods, obviously. Yeah. But
this comes from a bloke, though, that says to Bodge the other week when he said, my banana bread tasted foul because it got left in the cupboard for 3 days, and you said that he was a bit of a wuss and harden up. So I'm unsure how you, with the cast iron stomach, can't deal with the use-by date on
in
the
my
milk.
No, I never said anything like that against Bodge. I'm a caring type individual. I would never have a go at anybody that's feeling ill or down, stuck by a medical complaint.
I think Christy's...
I find that offensive, that remark, Christy.
No, I think she's on the...
Your name is, sorry?
I think she's on the attack, Flash, because for those that don't know, April Fool's Day, Flash knew that Christy had been trying to get in touch with Dr. Harry Cooper about her dog. And you called up, because he apparently does live somewhere on the mid-north coast, you called up pretending to be him, and she got really upset, and then it turned out it was a prank. So I thought it was quite funny, but I think she's got a chip on her shoulder. She needs a little bit of salsa, mate. With this, though...
It would only be a small chip, though.
Oh, this is true. She's only small lady.
Spilt milk, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't cry over spilt custard. But say you did open up the bottle, right? You had the bottle of custard, you opened it up, and it smelled fine. You're like, wow, okay, it does smell fine. Then... You go, well, how long am I allowed to keep it now? Well, what's the expiration date I'm giving it? How long do you go, like, a few
stinks.
Days?
No.
Give you've got flatmates, aren't that's what they're there for, as per guinea pigs? Give them a cup full first and tell them it's all right and monitor their well-being for the next couple of hours. If they turn green and start throwing up, you know it's probably not any good.
Thank you, Flash. Yeah. I appreciate that.
That's what I've got a 14-year-old son for. I don't put anything on him.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's hit.
I am going to prove to you, Christy Dixon, that music really does control everything. Because,
your mood.
Yeah, you can listen to happy news to sad music and it can sound terrible. And then you can listen to sad news to happy music and it can sound amazing.
Yep.
I've trialed this. I've done a scientific experiment. And to aid me in this experiment, I had our boss, Mike Crowhurst, Boss Crowy, as he's known here around the station, I had Boss Crowey come in and assist me by reading out just some sad phrases to some sad music and to some happy music just to see whether or not, you know, we felt differently to him. So this is our boss saying some sad things to some sad music. I just want you to have a listen to this.
Oh, they've just cancelled South Park. I dropped all my biscuits in the rain and now they're soggy.
Oh.
John Farnham has retired again. I have 2 weeks left to live.
Very sad stuff, isn't it? Very sad stuff, Christy.
Okay, I didn't care about the rest until the last piece.
Well,
there.
It was, you know, the sad music doesn't make it any better. But imagine if you heard sad stuff to happy music, and there's nothing happier than The Weeknd, of course. No, there's no better
blinding
music.
Blinding lights?
No, not quite. No, no. Have a listen to this. Now, this is our boss, Crowey, once again saying sad things, but to happier music. You can't feel bad hearing it. Here we go.
Christy, your job here is no longer. I actually never respected you. Not just as a boss, on a personal level too.
Ah, well.
Thanks.
I hate your beady little eyes. Wear some sunglasses for f***ing sake.
Are you serious?
Look at the smile on your face. It doesn't matter that he's ragged on you. It doesn't matter that he doesn't like you professionally or personally. It doesn't matter that he laughed at you mockingly. The music behind it just makes it so good.
You can't
good.
Take him seriously, and even more so because he couldn't keep the act up. And the beady little eye thing, I know you wrote that script.
I wrote
because
all
that's
of
what you say to me
there was
all
a lot
the time.
Of, it doesn't matter. There was a lot of things he didn't want to read out, you know. But, you know, I thought what I'd do is I prove that to you, and I feel like I have. I feel like we now know that music makes everything better. Even though he said all those personal attacks that were probably true in his own heart anyway.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah, probably very true. It doesn't. See, you're smiling still, and you were smiling throughout it. In fact, you smiled more than when he said all the other stuff that was also sad.
I didn't care about those. If you wanted to pull off this trick, give legitimate things that happened.
It's not a trick. It's
not
a trick.
That are sad and things that would make me happy.
Well, then I thought I'd just put a little remix together. Nothing fancy, but I thought it would be interesting because he's just such a. Just all these sad things, but when you put them all together to a good song like this, it's just different.
Christy, your job here is no longer. I actually never respected you. Not just as a boss, on a personal level too.
Yeah.
I hate your beady little eyes. Wear some sunglasses for sake. They've just cancelled South Park. I dropped all my biscuits in the rain. John Farnham is retired. I have 2 weeks left. 2 weeks left to live.
See, that's not bad. Tell me, Christy, right now, do you feel uplifted with that song?
Oh, look, I forgot the words that were spoken by Boss Crowey after listening to that. However, Mike, I will come in here wearing sunglasses. Just so you don't have to look at my beady little eyes again,
little
okay?
Beady little eyes. I've got his outtakes as well. We could play that later if you want. Just him just laughing. It's just literally, it's just him laughing.
Now that's upbeat. That gets you happy.
He's got
when
a good laugh.
Hang on, I'll do it again. Hang on. No, I'm not doing that bit.
If you want more of Christy and Budge, catch up on the podcast at hit.com.au or hear them live weekday mornings from 6 on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.